We continue in Masechet Ta'anit. We are about to begin Daf Kav Daled Amud Aleph. We're on the bottom line of Kav Gimel Amud Bet, where it says Rabbi Yossi Bar Avin. This limud should be Le'ilui Nishmat Baruch Ben Shelomo, Shelomo Ben Reuven, Shulika Bat Chana, Esther Bat Leticia, and Simcha Bat Leticia. Rabbi Yossi Bar Avin, Havashachiach Kameh, the Rabbi Yossi de Minyukrat. Rabbi Yossi Bar Avin was frequently found learning Torah before Rabbi Yossi from Yukrat. Shavke, one time or at some point, Rabbi Yossi Bar Avin left Rabbi Yossi de Minyukrat. He left him, ve'ata lekame de Rav Ashi, and he came to study before Rav Ashi. Now, Rav Ashi did not recognize him yet. And so the story goes like this. Kav Daled Amud Aleph, Yom Achad, one day, Shamei Dekagaris, Rav Yossi Bar Avin heard Rav Ashi studying and reciting over the following statement. Amar Shmuel, Shmuel said, Hashole dag min hayam b'shabbat, one who removes a fish from the sea on Shabbat, kevan sheyavesh bo kesela chayav. When an area on the skin of the fish, the size of a sela coin, has dried up, so chayav, he's liable for chilul Shabbat. He violated the melacha of netilat neshama, of taking a life, which comes from the melacha of shechita. One is not allowed to be shochet on Shabbat. And so therefore, taking away a life from an animal is a melacha on Shabbat. So removing the fish from the water for a certain amount of time, once it dried up for that small amount on its skin, it is already considered in a condition that it cannot survive. And mimela, he was notel neshama, so he's chayav. So again, hashole dag min hayam b'shabbat, kevan sheyavesh bo kesela chayav. Amar le, so Rabbi Yossi Bar Avin spoke up, and he said to Rav Ashi, velei mamar uven snapirav. Let Rabbeinu say that this is the case only if the skin that dried is between the snapirim, between the fins. Amar le, so he told him, Velo savar lamar deahi Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Avin amara. So Rav Ashi immediately told this Talmid Chacham, who said over the statement, who was Rabbi Yossi bar Avin, but he didn't know. So he said to him, do you not know that it is Rabbi Yossi bar Avin who said this ruling? So how come you didn't say it in his name? Amar le ananihu, he told him, I am him. I am Rav Yossi Bar Avin. Look at that. Amar le, so Rav Ashi asked him, you're Rav Yossi Bar Avin? Velav kameh de Rav Yossi de min yukrat hava shachi achmar? Weren't you learning by Rav Yossi de min yukrat? Amar le in, he told him, yes. Amar le, umayta ama shavke mar ve'ata hacha? So he asked him, so why did you leave him and come here to learn by me? Amar le, he told him something shocking. Rabbi Yossi Bar Avin said, Gavra de albere ve alberate lo chas. Someone who has no mercy on his own son and no mercy on his own daughter, al le didi hechi chais, how is he going to have mercy on me? Which means Rav Yossi Bar Avin saw that Rav Yossi de Min Yukrat was very severe. He was unforgiving, and therefore he left him. He couldn't handle that. He said, he's not going to be able to have mercy on me. He doesn't even have mercy on his own son and daughter. So that's why I left. Now the Gemara asks, Maihi, what's Bere Maihi? What is the story about him not having mercy on his son? What happened? Yom Achad, one day, Havu agrile agire bedavra. One day, Rabbi Yossi de Minyukrat hired day laborers to work his field. He had workers in the field that he hired by the day. Naga lehu velo aiti lehu rifta. One time it happened that it was already late in the evening and he didn't bring them food. Meaning Rabbi Yossi de Minyukrat, their boss, he didn't bring his workers food. It was late already. Amru le libre kafinan. So they came over to the son of Rabbi Yossi de Minyukrat and they said, listen, we're hungry, we're starving here, what's going on? Havu yatve tutete enata. Now, they were sitting under a fig tree. Amar, so the son of Rabbi Yossi de Minyukrat said, Te'ena, te'ena, hotzi'i perotayich, v'yochlu po'ale abba. O fig tree, give off your fruits so that my father's workers could eat. Apiku ve'achlu. That was a nes that he was able to do. Immediately the tree yielded fruit and they ate. Now, adehachi vehachi, meanwhile, atavua, his father came back. Amarlihu, now he knew he was late and he didn't feed them yet. So he excused himself. He said, lotin kitu beda taichu. Please do not be angry with me for being late. Dehai denagahna, because the reason I was late, a mitzvah tarachna. I was engaged in doing a mitzvah. Ve'ad hashta hu desagai. And it took me till now. I was traveling for the purpose of the mitzvah till now, and I wasn't able to get here any sooner. Amru le, they told him, don't worry. Rachamana lisbeach, ki eichi de'asbe'an berach. May Hashem satisfy you just like your son satisfied us. And he gave us food. Ooh, amar lehu, meheicha. So he asked them, what do you mean, how did he give you food? From where? From where did he feed you? Amru, hachi vehachi hava maaseh. They told him such and such was the story. Amarlo, he went over to his son and he said, Beni, my son, ata hitrachta et konecha lehotzi te'ena peroteha shelo bizmana. You troubled your creator to cause the fig to yield its fruit before its proper time. Ye'asef shelo bizmano, so too you will die young before your time. So that's the case of his son. And indeed, that's what it was. That's what happened. Of course, the concept here of even a tzaddik that's able to make a miracle is not supposed to do so all the time, to ask Hashem to go against nature. And Rabbi Yossi de Minyukrat was very upset with that, and so there were consequences. That's the story of Berate Maihi. What's the story of his daughter, where he didn't have mercy upon his daughter? Havyale Brata Ba'alat Yofi. He had a daughter who was very beautiful. Yomachad, one day, Chazia le'ahu gavra, one day Rav Yossi de Minyukrat, the father, saw a certain man, dehavakarya behutza vekachazila. He made a hole in the fence. He pierced a hole in the fence, vekachazila, and he was looking at his daughter, to look at the daughter. Amar lo mai hai. So Rav Yossi went over to the person and said, what's going on here? What is this? Amarle, so he told him, Rabbi, my master, im lelokcha lo zachiti lirota lo izke, if I don't have the merit to marry her, so can I not at least have the merit to look at her? Amarla, Rabbi Yossi went to his daughter and he told her, Biti, kametzaalt lehu lebiryata. You are causing distress to people. Shuvi le'afaraych ve'alikashlu b'chbene adam. Return to your dust so that people will not stumble into sin because of you. Of course, Rabotai, we have to understand that we're dealing with very, very holy people here on a much, much higher level than we can fathom, relate to, or understand. As we're going to see in the upcoming stories as well, these were tzaddikim of a caliber that is beyond our imagination. And so the standards were much higher than we can ever think. And so this definitely deserves a lot of study in the Mefarshim to understand these stories and to think about. And the Gemara will relate now another story involving Rabbi Yossi de Minyukrat. Havyale hahu chamra. He had a certain donkey, kadhavu agrile, that people, kadhavu agrile kol yoma, that people hired each day for work. People would hire the donkey for work. Leurta havu meshadri la agra agaba. In the evening, they would send it back. They would send the donkey back with the money on its back. Ve'atya lebei mara. And the animal would go to its owner's house. Ve'itafula obatsrila. Now, if they, let's say, added more payment than necessary, or if they subtracted from the payment that they needed to pay, lo atya, she would not budge. The donkey would not move, wouldn't go. Yomachad, one day, inshu zuga de sandale ala. One day someone forgot a pair of sandals on the donkey. Ve'lo azla adeshaklun humina. And it did not move until they removed the sandals from its back. Ve'hadar azla. And only after that, it continued going. It went off. We see here the kedusha of the tzaddik, that even its chamor, even his donkey, was filled with righteousness and would not take a penny more or less that did not belong to his rightful owner. Elazar ish birta. The Gemara now is going to cite more stories about miracles that occurred to tzaddikim. And here we meet up with Elazar ish birta. Elazar from the village of Birta. Kadhavu chazu le gabae tzedakah. Now listen to this. When gabae tzedakah, charity collectors, when they would see Elazar of Birta, havu tashu mine, they would hide from him. Now, that is the opposite of what normally should happen. When you see someone who is rich and always gives, then you chase after him. They would actually hide from him. You know why? Dechol mai dehava gabe yahiv lehu. Because every time they came to him, he would give them everything he had on him. And so they didn't want to take all his property. And they knew he didn't have much. But they knew if they come to him, he's going to give them everything he has. So they would hide from him. That's how righteous Elazar ish Birta was. Yomachad havasalek leshuka. One day, Elazar ish Birta went to the market. Lemizba nedunya librate. To purchase what he needed for his daughter's dowry. She was getting married. Chazyua gabae tzedakah. The charity collectors saw him. Tashumine. They hid from him. But this time he saw them. Azal urhat batrayu. He went and he ran after them. Amar lehu. And he said to them, Ashba'atichu. I am making you swear. Bemayaskitu. What mitzvah are you in the middle of doing now? What are you collecting for? Amru le beyatom v'yitoma. We're collecting for the wedding of an orphan and a boy and an orphan girl. Amar lahen, he said to them, ha'avodah. Avodah is a lashon of shvua. I swear by the avodat ha'migdash. Shehen kodmin leviti. They take precedence over my daughter. Shakal kol dehava bahadev yihav lehu. He took everything that he had in his hands that he collected for his daughter's dowry and he gave to them. Pashle chad zuza. He was left with one single golden coin. Zavan lechite, with which he bought himself some wheat. Ve'asik shadye be'akleba. And then he went up to his house, and he threw the wheat that he bought. He threw it into the granary. So now you understand. They were waiting at home to hear what the father bought for the dowry. What did he come back with? So atay devitu. So his wife came. Elazar's wife came. Amra la librate, and she said to her daughter, "May aiti avuch? What has your father brought? What did he bring with him?" Amrala, she said to her mother, Kol ma de'aiti be'akle bashadite. Whatever he brought, he threw into the granary. Atia le miftach bava de akleba. Now watch what happens here. She went to open the door of the granary. Chazat akleba de malyachite vekanafka betzinora de dasha. She saw that the granary was so full of wheat, so much, that it was coming out through the doorknob. Vela miftach bava mechite. And it was impossible to open the door because of the wheat. It was jammed, jam-packed. Azla berate lebe midrasha. His daughter was so inspired by what her father did and a miracle that happened for her father. So she went to the Bet Midrash to seek out her father Elazar. Amrale, she said to him, Bo'ure ma'asalecha ohavcha. Come home and see what the one who loves you did for you, meaning Hashem, what he did for you. Amarla, when he heard that, that means there's a miracle that happened and it multiplied. Ha'avoda, I swear, harehen hegdesh alaych, all that, as far as you are concerned, all that wheat is consecrated for hegdesh. Ve'en lach bahen ela ke'echad me'aniyei Yisrael. You have a share in it, only the same as one of the poor people. Which means he did not want to benefit from ma'aseh nisim, from miracles. And therefore he didn't want to personally take and give his daughter from that. And he said to her, I'm only going to give you the same amount I give to all the poor. Once again, tremendous levels of tzidkut rabotai. Now the Gemara comes back to the topic of ta'anit tzibur for rain. Rabbi Yehuda Nesia gazar ta'anita. He decreed a fast. Be'arachame ve'lo ata mitra. He prayed for mercy from Hashem, but rain did not come. Amar, he said, kama ika mishemuel haramati liyuda ben Gamliel. Wow, how great is the difference between Shmuel Hanavi, that's Shmuel Haramati, for whom rain fell even when he prayed for it in the summer. How much is he different than Yehuda ben Gamliel, referring to himself? This was Rabbi Yehuda Nesia, the son of Rabban Gamliel. Not Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. Too different. This is the great-grandson of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. Rabbi Yehuda Nesia, the son of Rabban Gamliel. So he cried out to Hashem. He said, Hashem, well, what's the difference between me and Shemuel Hanavi already? Oy lo lador sheken nitka. Woe to the generation that is stuck with this person here for leadership. Oy lo lemi she'alta b'yamav kach. Woe to him in whose days this has happened. Chalash da'ate, and he became upset. Ve'ata mitra. And the rain came. That moment when his heart was broken because of it, that's when his tefillot pierced shamayim, and the rain came immediately. The Gemara now will tell us another story involving an Asi's decree for a fast for rain. The Bei Nesia, in the house of the Nasi, Gazar Ta'anita, they declared a fast. Ve'lo od inhu l'Rabbi Yochanan u'l'Resh Lakish. But they didn't inform the two G'dolei Ador, Rabbi Yochanan and Resh Lakish, they didn't inform them of the fast the day before. Le'tzafra od inhu. In the morning, they informed them. Amar le'Resh Lakish le'Rabbi Yochanan, halakabilna alan me'uta. So Resh Lakish tells Rabbi Yochanan, but we didn't accept this fast upon ourselves the evening before. We have to accept the fast the day before in Mincha, remember? So are we supposed to fast? Amar le'anan batrayhu garerinan. Rabbi Yochanan said, we are drawn after the community, which means if the Nasi declares a Ta'anit Tzibur, so there's no need for each and every individual to accept it upon himself the day before. We go after the Nasi. We are drawn after him, and therefore if he accepted it the day before, it is good for all of us, and we have to fast. Once again, on another occasion, Debe Nesia Gazar Ta'anita, a fast was declared in the house of the Nasi, Velo Ata Mitra. But rain didn't come. Tana lehu Oshaya Zeira demin Chavraya. Oshaya, the youngest member of the group of Chachamim, taught them a braita. It states in the pasuk, והיה אם מעיני העדה נעשתה לשכגה. And if a mistake was committed by the congregation, and it was hidden from their eyes, נעשתה לשכגה. And from this pasuk we see who's ene ha'eda. The ene ha'eda are the leaders of the congregation. They are considered the eyes of the congregation. So Oshaya Ze'era told them, mashal lekala she'i bevet avia. A mashal involving a bride who's in her father's home and was not yet seen by the chatan. As long as her eyes are beautiful, so her body doesn't need to be examined. She's beautiful. If her eyes are terutot, are swoopy, so then her entire body requires examination, which means he's giving him a mashal and he says that if there's a flaw in the leaders of the generation, then it's a sign about the entire generation that they are unworthy. So in other words, Oshaya Ze'ira was hinting to the house of the Nasi that the reason why the rain is not coming down, it's because of some kind of flaws or evil even that is committed by the household of the Nasi. They're the leaders. So if something is being, if there's a punishment coming on the people, then we have to look to see what's wrong with the leaders. So they didn't take it so well in the house of the Nasi, these words of Musar from Oshaya. Ato avde urmule sudara betzavere. The servants of the Nasi came and they put a scarf around his neck. They were tormenting him as a punishment. How do you insult the house of the Nasi? Amrulehu bene mate. So the people of his town, they said to them, Shavke. Just let him be, because he also causes us pain. He gives us a lot of harsh musar as well. But since we see that everything that he does l'shem shamayim for the sake of Hashem, lo amrinan lemide. We don't tell him anything. We let him be. Atunami shavkuha. So you too, just let him be. Now the Gemara tells us a story, Rabbi. That's Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. Rabbi Gazar Ta'anita Velo Atamitra. Rabbeinu HaKadosh once declared a fast and rain did not come. Nachit Kame Ilfa. Ve'amrila Rabbi Ilfi. So Ilfa, remember we learned about Ilfa, who was a great Talmid Chacham. He came down to the Bima to start the prayer, to pray for rain. And some say it wasn't Ilfa, it was Rabbi Ilfi. Amar Mashiva Ruach, he said two words. He said, Mashiva Ruach, Hashem, you caused the wind to blow. Unshav Nizka, and the wind began to blow. Morida Geshem, Ve'ata Mitra. He said, you bring the rain, and immediately rain came down. Amar Lemay Ovadach, so Rabbi Yehuda Anasi said to him, what are your deeds? What zechut you have that your prayers are answered so immediately? Amar Le, he told him, Dayalna Bekusta Dechika. I live in a very, very poor city. Delet Bechamra le Kiddusha veAvdalta. In this city, there's no wine for Kiddush or Havdala. Tarachna umaitena Chamra le Kiddusha veAvdalta. I always go through the effort of bringing the people of the city wine for Kiddush and Havdala. Umapikna lehu yedechovatayhu, and I enable them to fulfill their mitzvah. So, in reward for this zechut, that's why my prayers are answered. The Gemara tells us a similar story. Rav, ikla le'ahu ata. Rav, the great first generation Amora, happened to visit a certain city. Gazal ta'anita velo atamitra. He decreed a fast, and the rain did not come. Nachit kameh shelicha de tzibura. The shaliach tzibur of the town came down to the bima to begin praying. Amar Mashiva Ruach, Venashav Zika, Amar Morida Geshem, Ve'atamita. He said, Mashiva Ruach, the wind blew. He said, Morida Geshem, the rain came down. Amar Le Mayo Vadach. Rav asks this Shaliach Tzibur, what is it that you do? What zechut do you have? Amar Le Mikre Dardeke Ana. He said to him, I'm a teacher of children. Umakrinan Livne Anye, Kivne Atire. And I teach Chumash to the children of the poor, just like the children of the rich. V'chol de lo efshar le, and anyone who cannot afford to pay, lo shakil na mine midi, I don't take anything from him. V'itli pera dechvare, and I have a fish pond. V'chol man de pasha, and any child who is not studying properly, is neglecting his studies, he's lazy in his studies, mishachidna leminayhu, I bribe him with the fish. You want to have one fish, so you have to start learning. Umesadrinan le, and I calm him down. Umefaisinan le, I soothe him. Adeatevikare, until he comes and he learns. The Gemara tells us another story. Rav Nachman Gazar Ta'anita, the great Amora Rav Nachman, decreed a fast. Be'arachame velo atamitra, he prayed for mercy, and no rain came down. Amar, he said, he was so upset that his tefillot are not being accepted. Amar, shaklu ale Nachman, take this Nachman, referring to himself, chavutu min guda le'ara, throw him from the top of the wall to the ground, because I see his decrees of fast have no effect. Chalash date, and he was very upset, he was very humbled by this. Ve'atamitra, and rain came at that point. It is the anava that opens up the Shamaim, Rabotai. Rabba, the great Amora Rabba, the Rebbe of Abaye and Rava, Gazar Ta'anita, he also decreed a fast, Be'arachame ve'lo atamitra, he prayed to Hashem, and no rain came. Amrule, they said to him, V'harav Yehuda, ki ava gazar ta'anita atamitra. Rabenu, what's going on here? In a previous generation, Rav Yehuda, the famous Talmid of Rav and Shmuel, when he would decree a ta'anit, rain would come immediately. Amar lehu, so he said to them, so Rabba said to them, my Evid, what should I do? I mean, I don't know. Imishum tanoye, if the difference between us is because of Torah study, we are actually more superior to those previous generations of Rav Yehuda. The Bishanet de Rav Yehuda, because in the years of Rav Yehuda, kol tanoye benezikin hava, all their learning was connected to Seder Nezikim. That's what they were most familiar with and expert in. Everything else, they were not so expert. V'anan kamatnenan b'shita sidrin, but we learn all six Sedarim of the Mishnah. So when if the difference is in Torah, it's not that. And I'll tell you, he says, V'chi hava mater Rav Yehuda be'okatzin, when Rav Yehuda would reach Masechet Okatzin, that's a Masechet in Seder Taharot, and he would reach the Mishnah where it says, Ha'isha shekoveshet yarak bikdera, a woman who pickles a vegetable in a pot, Ve'amrila, and some say in a different halacha, he would say the halacha of zetim shekevashan betarfehen teorim, olives that are pickled together with their leaves are tahor. And these are difficult topics in Ilchot Tum'a v'Tahara. For example, there's a concept of yadot ha'ochalin, handles of foods, like the leaves of a fruit or a vegetable. So if, let's say, tum'ah touches the leaf, the fruit itself also becomes tameh. But there are certain cases where the leaf is already considered not part of the fruit, and therefore it does not bring tum'ah upon the fruit. So in which cases, such as ha'isha shekoveshet yarak bigdera, once the vegetable is pickled in a pot, so now the leaves are not considered part of the fruit anymore, because once you touch them, they're so soft, they're going to come off. So if the tum'ah touches the leaf, it's not considered that it's metameh, the entire fruit. And the same thing with zetim shekevasham betarfehem, tehorim. So these are difficult halachot in Dine Tum'ah v'Tahara. Amar, Rav Yehuda, when he would reach these halachot, he would say, Oy, havayot de Rav Shmuel kachazen ahacha. He would exclaim, the machlokot of Rav and Shmuel I see here, which means he would express the fact that these are extremely challenging halachot, which as difficult as the most complex machlokot between Rav and Shmuel. So that was in the time of Rav Yehuda. Look how they had a hard time with Mishnah in Seder Taharot. Ve'anan kamat nenan be'uktzin tlesar metivta. Rabbah continued and said, but we, in contrast to that, we learn Masechet Okatzin in 13 yeshivot. That means we have 13 different ways, schools of thought, of how to explain these halachot. That's how expert we are in it. Ve'ilu Rav Yehuda, and yet, when Rav Yehuda ki hava shalef chad mesana, the moment he would remove one of his shoes, not both, as a sign of afflicting himself, of tzar, atemitra, the rain would immediately come before he even removed his second shoe. Va'anan katzavchinan kule yoma veleka deashgachban, and we cry out all day and no one is noticing us, Rabba says. So what is it? Is it in learning? Can't be. Imishum ovada, if it's because of ma'asim, of deeds, of something wrong that we do, please, i'ika dechaza midi lema. If there's anyone who has seen me do anything improper, let him tell me. Aval ma ya'asu gedolei hador she'en doran domei yafeh. He says, I'm not at fault, because what can great leaders of a generation do when the generation itself is not worthy? In other words, he was saying that the rain is not coming down because of the avonot of the generation. Now the Gemara will explain that reference that we said before to Rav Yehuda's shoe. So the Gemara will tell us the background story behind that. Rav Yehuda, the great Rav Yehuda, you know, anytime we say, how many times it says in the Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. This is the Rav Yehuda we're talking about, Rabotai. Second generation Amoraim. Rav Yehuda chaza hanhu beit rei, dehavu kaparzi berifta. Rav Yehuda once saw two people, they were playing around with bread, they were wasting bread, they were throwing it back and forth. Amar, so he said to himself, Shma minayika sav'a be'alma. Oh, I see from this that there is plenty of food in the world. Yahev ene hava chafna. He cast his eyes angrily upon the world, and there was a famine. Immediately there was hunger. Simply, I think it's understood when he saw that people are already, because of plenty, they are acting in the way of gava. So his eyes of musar, of demand, were met immediately with results, and so hunger came to the world. Amru le Rabbanan le Rav Kahana bered Rav Nechunya Shame. So the Chachamim, they had to do something about it. So they came to Rav Kahana, the son of Rav Nechunya. This Rav Kahana was Shame. He was the attendant. He was the shamash of Rav Yehuda. So they went to him and they said, listen, Mar Dishchiach Kameh, you Rav Kahana, you are frequently found by Rav Yehuda. Ni asye, persuade him, convince him, delepuk befitcha desamuch leshuka, that he should go past the door that is nearest to the market, so that he should see the terrible effects of the famine that happened. Maybe he should have rachmanut and pray for us. Asye, he persuaded him, unfak leshuka, he went out to the shuk, chaza chinufya. And Rav Yehuda saw a big crowd. Amar lehu, my hai, what is this gathering here? Amrule, they told him, akuspa de tamre kaimi de kamizdaban. He was told, we're standing here by one container of dates that is for sale. He had many people that were surrounding one container of dates to buy it, to try to buy it. Amar, he said to himself, oy, shma mina kafna be'alma, I see there's famine in the world. Amar lele shame'e, he told his shamash, this Rav Kahana. Rav Yehuda told his shamash Rav Kahana, shlof li mesanai, remove my shoes, please. Immediately, I have to pray. Shalaf lechad mesana, he removed one shoe, ve'ata mitra, and rain came down. Ki mata le mishlaf achrina, when he started taking off his other shoe, Ata Eliyahu, Eliyahu Anavi came, ve'amar le and said to him, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rav Yehuda, stop. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ishalaft Achrina, if you're going to remove your other shoe, Machrivna Le'alma, I'm going to destroy the entire world, so that you won't be further distressed. Amar Rav Mari Bera de Bat Shmuel. Rav Mari, the son of Shmuel's daughter, said, Anahava Kaimna Aguda de Nehar Papa. At that moment, I was standing by the river, by the edge of the river Papa. Papa was the name of the river. Chazai le Malache. I saw angels, de idmu le Malache, that they appeared as sailors. De kamaiti chala umelon hu le arbe, that they were bringing sand and filling ships with it. Vehavakim cha desmida, and the sand turned into fine flour. Atu kule alma le mizban, everyone came to buy this flour. Amin alehu, and I told them, however, mehala tizbenun, demaseni simhu, don't buy this flour, because it's a product of miracles. Lemachar atyan arve dechite de parzina. Tomorrow, boats filled with wheat will come from Parzina, and therefore then you'll be able to purchase and to buy produce. Don't buy this. That was a miracle that happened instantly because of the tefillah of Rav Yehuda, or just the removal of the shoe, of one shoe from Rav Yehuda. I mean, we are flying high here, Rabotai, with the great, our great Chachamenu Zichronam Livracha. This is the zechut that we have, the privilege that we have to learn the words from the mouths of these giants, that it's so hard to believe they walk the face of this earth. The Gemara tells us another story. Rava ikla lehagronia. Rava came to the city of Hagronia in Babel. Gazarta anita velo atamita. Now, this is Rava. Okay, the Talmud of Rabba. Rava decreed a ta'anit and rain did not come. Amar lehu. So he said to the people of his city of Hagronia, Bitu kule alma beta'anitaychu. Everyone, continue your fast. Don't eat tonight. They already fasted the whole day, right? He told them, go to sleep while fasting. Don't eat tonight. Lemachar amar lehu. The next morning, he said to them, "Mi ika de chazar chelma lema." Anyone who had a dream last night, please tell me the dream. Amar lehu Rabbi Elazar mehagrunia. Rabbi Elazar of Hagrunia said, "Ledidi akriyun bechelmai." To me, the following was recited in my dream. To me, shelam tav lerav tav meribon tav. Greetings to a good master from the good Lord, from Hashem. Demituve metev le'ame. From his goodness, he does good for his people. Ah, Amar, so Rava said, that's what you heard in your dream. Shma mina et ratzoni. I hear from this that it's a time, it's a favorable time to pray to Hashem for rachamim. Be'or rachame ve'atem itra. They prayed to Hashem for mercy, and the rain came. Now the Gemara will further relate to us another story that deals with Rava praying for rain. Hahu gavra de'ichyav nagda beveidina de Rava. There was a certain man who was sentenced to be to receive lashes of malkut in the bedin of Rava, mishum de baal nochrit, because he had relations with a non-Jewish woman. Nagde Rava umit. Now, Rava gave him malkut, and he died as a result. The person died from the lashes, from the floggings. Ishtema milta beishavur malka. Now, this matter was heard in the house of the Persian king Shabur, who was the king of Babel at the time, the Persian king. Be'alitza'ore le Rava. He wanted to punish Rava, because it seemed to him that Rava imposed the death penalty without, you can't do that without the king's permission. So he wanted to punish Rava. Amra le ifra hurmiz ime de Shavur Malka livra. Now, Shavur Malka, his mother's name was Ifra Hurmiz. She was his mother. And she said to him, to her son, La le vela chesek devarim behade Yehudae. Please, do not interfere and start a quarrel with the Jews. Don't mess with them, please. De kol man de ba'ayan mimarai hu yahiv lehu. Because whatever they request from their God, he gives them. So don't, please, don't interfere with them. Amar la mahi. So he said to her, what exactly does their God grant them that you are so sure? Ba'ayan rachame ve'atamita. She said to him, they always pray for rain and it comes. The rain comes. So please. Amar la, he said to her, that's not a proof. Ahu mishum dezimna demitahu. You know why it rains? Because it's the time of the rain. It just so happens to be that it's the time for rain, and therefore the rain falls, but it doesn't mean that Hashem answers them, that their God answers their prayers. Let's see them pray now. It was in the summer, in the month of Tammuz, when it never rains. Let's see them pray for rain now, and the rain come down. So Ifrahum is the mother of Shavu Malka. Shalcha le Rava, she sent a message to Rava. I need you to focus well now. Have a lot of kavanah. Direct your attention and pray for mercy that rain should come. Now, ba'erachame velo ati mitra. Rava prayed for rain and it didn't come. Amar lefanav, Rava continued to pray to Hashem and he said, Ribono shel Olam, Master of the Universe. It states a pasuk in Tehilim, Perek Mem Daled, Elohim beoznenu shamanu avotenu sipulanu. O Hashem, we have heard with our ears, our fathers told us, Po'al pa'alta bimehem bimei kedem, all the work that you did for them in the days of old, all the miracles you performed for them. Ve'anu be'enenu lo ra'inu, but we never saw with our own eyes those miracles. So please, Hashem, bring us rain. And immediately, atamitra, rain came down so much, adeshafuch marze ve'edemachuza le'diklat, until the gutters of Machuza, the city of Machuza, overflowed and poured into the Diglat River, that's the Tigris River. Ata avuha itchazi le'bechelme. The Rava's father came to him, appeared to him in the dream that night. Ve'amarle, said to him, it's not so good what you did, my son. Mi'ika de mitrach kameshe mayaku lehai. Is there anyone who troubles Hashem so much to ask for rain right now in the summer like this? What are you doing? And then he continued telling him, the father of Rava told him, Amarle shani duchdach. Change your place where you're sleeping tonight. Don't sleep in your normal place. Sleep somewhere else. Shani duchte, he listened to his father. He changed his place. Lemachar, the next day, ashkeche, he found his bed. De mirsham purye besakine, he found that his bed was slashed with knives. Which means there was a midat adin that was about to occur because of the miracle that he forced Hashem to make. But Baruch Hashem, Hashem saved him with the message that he received from his father in the dream. So much to talk here and so much to learn and to delve into, Rabotai. The Gemara tells us another story. Rav Papa, Gazal Ta'anita Velo. Gradually the Gemara is going from one generation to the next of Amoraim without us paying attention. Next generation Amora was Rav Papa. By him also, Gazal Ta'anita Velo Atamitra. He decreed a ta'anit and no rain came. Chalash libe. Now his heart became weak from hunger. Sharaf pinka de daisa. He swallowed a bowl of porridge, like a cereal. Ubae rachame velo atamitra. And he prayed for mercy, but rain still didn't come. So in other words, he was very, very hungry. He had to eat something before praying further. So he had a bowl of porridge, and then he prayed, but no rain. Amar le Rav Nachman Bar Ushpazdi. Rav Nachman Bar Ushpazdi said to him, Isharif mar pinka achriti de daisa atimitra. He was mocking Rav Papa for eating when everyone else was fasting. So he said to him, you know what, Rabbeinu, if you swallow another bowl of porridge, rain will come. So that was a little bit embarrassing to Rav Papa. Ichsif, he was embarrassed, v'chalash da'ate, and he was very upset. And once again, ve'atamitra, at that point of breaking of the heart, of humility, that opened up Shamayim and the rain came. Now the Gemara tells us another story. Go all the way back to the time of the Tanaim with a familiar Tana, Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. Havaka azel be'orcha. He was traveling along the road, Atamitra, when it began to rain. Amar lefanav, Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa turns to Hashem and he says, Ribono shel olam, Master of the Universe, kol ha'olam kolo benachat v'chanina betzar. Everyone is all comfortable because they needed the rain. Yeah, but Chanina over here is suffering. I'm getting wet, Hashem. Pasak mitra. The rain stopped. Kimata levete, when he got home, Amar lefanav, then he turns to Hashem, Ribono shel olam, Master of the Universe, kol ha'olam kulo betzar. The entire world is suffering now that the rain stopped. V'chanina benachat. Yes, I'm comfortable. Chanina is comfortable, but the whole world is bitzar. Atamitra. And the rain came again. That's Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, Rabotai. So now, in reaction to this story, Rav Yosef said something. Amar Rav Yosef, Mai ahanya le'tzelota de kohen gadol legabe Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. You know, the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur would have a special tefillah that he would say, as we're going to see. And Rav Yosef exclaimed, "Boy, what effect would the tefillah of the Kohen Gadol have against Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa? It wouldn't have any effect. What was the tefillah? Ditnan, we learned in a Mishnah. Haya mitpalel tefillah ketzara b'bayit achitzon. After leaving the Kodesh HaKodashim on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol would say a short prayer in the outer room of the Beit HaMikdash. Mai Matzli, what would he pray? Ravin Barada veRava Barada de Amri Tarvaihu Mishmed Rav Yehuda. Both Ravin Barada and Rava Barada, two brothers who are Amoraim, they said, both of them said, in the name of Rav Yehuda. What was the tefillah of the Kohen Gadol? And we say this on Yom Kippur, if you remember. Yehi ratzon milefanecha Hashem Elokeinu, shetehe hashana hazo geshuma ushchuna. May it be your will, Hashem, that this year should be rainy, that's geshuma, and shechuna. Shechuna means enhat. So the Gemara asks, shechuna me'al yatahi? To ask for heat, is that something good to pray for? Adaba, griutahi. But on the contrary, that's something that's not favorable. Why should we request that the year should be hot? Ela, the Gemara says, rather, this is what he prayed. Im shehuna, if the upcoming year is going to be hot, tehe geshuma utlula, it should also be rainy, and it should be with dew, so that the heat will not harm the crop. And then the Kohen Gadol continued and prayed, and please don't let the prayer of travelers enter your presence, Hashem. Which means don't accept travelers who will pray for the rain to stop, like Rabbi Chanina Mendoza did. Don't listen to their tefillot. So that's what Rav Yosef was saying. Well, when it comes to Rabbi Chanina Mendoza, I don't know how much of an effect that tefillah of the Kohen Gadol would have. Rav Acha Berei Derava Mesayem Mishmei Derav Yehuda. Rav Acha, the son of Rava, would say in the name of Rav Yehuda that the conclusion of the tefillah would be as follows. La ya'de aved shultan midevet Yehuda. May the rule of power not ever depart from the house of Yehuda. There should always be malchut to Yehuda, b'merabi amenu. Ve'al yehu amecha Yisrael tzrichim litparnes ze mize ve'lo le'am acher. And your people, Israel, should not have to depend upon each other for parnasa, nor upon another nation. Which means they should be sustained from their own produce, of their own land. Coming back to Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, we're going to learn about his tzidkut and his miracles now. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, V'chol yom v'yom bat kol yotzet v'omeret. Every day there is a heavenly voice from Shamayim that comes and says, Kol ha'olam kulo nizon bishvil Chanina beni. The entire world is sustained by the zechut of my son Chanina. That's Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. V'Chanina beni dayo bekav charuvim erev Shabbat le'erev Shabbat. And you know what? And my son Chanina, for him, a kav, that's a very small amount of carobs, is sufficient for him to sustain him for an entire week, from one Erev Shabbat to the next Erev Shabbat. The whole world gets parnasah because of him, and by him it's enough for him, just a kav charuvim. And so the Gemara tells us a story about him. Havaregila devitu. Maybe we should leave this Be'ezat Hashem for tomorrow. Let's just read the words. We'll continue tomorrow. Havaregila devitu lemichma tanura kol ma'ale de shabeta. Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa's wife would heat up the oven every Erev Shabbat, v'shadya aktarta, and she would create a big amount of smoke. Mishum kisufa, because she was embarrassed, which means she would want to make it look that she has what she, you know, what to bake, but there was no bread in her house. They were very poor, but she was embarrassed from her neighbors that they would know that how poor they are. So therefore, she would always create a lot of smoke coming out of her oven so that it would look like she's baking. Be'ezat Hashem will continue this story tomorrow. Zot Chanukah Sameach to everyone.